Well, it is time for our weekly South American weather and crop update on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride's back this morning for his weekly recap. Good morning, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you, Brent?
Hey, we're doing just fine. And, you know, Greg, let's start the report like we always do. Just kind of a quick weather summary. What have we seen of late in South America regarding weather in the major agricultural areas? And what are the forecasts looking like moving forward?
The biggest one that we're going to watch as we go forward is the potential of the end of monsoon season in Brazil. That will bring on some dryness that is unwelcome for a late planted safrinha crop, that second crop corn that's down there. As of right now, some of the parts of central and northern Brazil do have pretty good soil moisture, but it's the southern portions that the concern is of greatest ideas here. So that'll be something to watch as we move forward. We do know that as we go into May, they do typically end that monsoon season, and that is the driest time for them. And that being a late crop does not bode well for that production phase of going into pollination.
Are there any yield concerns at this point then for that safrinha crop, Greg?
Yeah, there are some concerns that they're going to have to cut it just a little bit. At this point, we have yet to see any major cuts. They still do have a pretty good sizable area that they're growing. So even some of those early ideas aren't necessarily going to hit it just yet. We have to see if the damage or the stress really plays into this thing going forward.
Let's go south to Argentina. What's the harvest pace looking like there?
Well, behind pace for both soybeans and corn. We're looking at about 14% complete through last Friday for Argentina's soybean harvest. That's about 19% behind last year and about 9% behind the five-year average. Corn as well, sitting at about 19%, 9% behind last year and about 7% behind the five-year average. So as they've been dry, you would think that they would be quicker to harvest. We're just not at that point. I think some of the rains fell at the wrong time for them, so they're a little bit behind on their early harvest.
What are some of the other headlines in South America that we want to touch on today?
Well, the big one and what seems to be driving some of the prices here, especially with the soybeans, the old crop soybeans, is that Brazil has suspended soy and corn import duties. As you see, global prices continue to rise. That's putting a negative spin to things domestically for their internal use. So they're making it so that if farmers or these bigger groups need to bring in soybeans or corn, they're suspending those taxes or those import duties so that they can continue to feed their own livestock domestically as prices do continue to rise here in the United States and around the world.
And we did see some nice gains on the soybeans front yesterday for the U.S. markets, and the overnight was looking pretty good as well here today.
Right, that's absolutely correct. We made new contract highs for all the soybean contracts. We're knocking on the door of $13 as we go into the day session here on Tuesday, sitting at $12.99 and a quarter. So this looks really good for us. This does bode well for the potential for soybeans to continue to see some possible old crop sales along with those new crop sales that we've been seeing. As we were reported earlier, in the month of March, imports to China or Chinese imports of U.S. Soybeans had increased while the imports of Brazil soybeans had slid back, which is counter seasonal to what we normally would see.
Greg, any advice for producers here today?
Keep an eye on your local weather. Obviously, we're still in mid to late April, so it's not too late as far as planting goes, but that is kind of one of those things that can drive prices in the short term is if we see continued cold or excessive rain coming over the next couple of weeks, that will continue to drive prices. But once those skies open up and we clear those clear ourselves to get back out there, we can plant really fast.
Greg, we always appreciate you joining our South American weather and crop update. How can our listeners get more information from you and the team at Allendale today?
They can call us at 800-262-7538.